Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is on the air.
Pick it up at Lincoln.
All right, Lincoln.
Tigers.
Harrison. What? All right, Lincoln.
Tigers.
Harrison.
May not be one. Keep going.
So if you don't chime in,
right, I mean,
just keep going.
Hayes. Arthur.
So Lincoln, Harrison, Hayes. Arthur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Garfield. All right, then there's Cleveland. And then there's somebody I don't know right now. And then Cleveland again.
I don't know right now.
And then McKinley. Roosevelt.
Okay.
Taft.
Mustache.
Oh, Wilson. Thank you. Dude, you're all over the place.
Harding. Huh?
This is a mess.
Harding's 29.
I know, but you went from Lincoln to Harrison.
I did?
Yeah.
Joel Chisholm?
You missed Johnson, Grant,
all right,
Hayes.
All right, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Arthur.
No, Hayes Garfield.
Hayes Garfield.
Then Arthur.
Arthur, Cleveland, then Harrison.
Right.
And then Cleveland again.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, that puts us to 25.
Right.
Which would be McKinley.
Yes.
And then...
Lions. McKinley Lions.
McKinley. And then Roosevelt.
Sure.
Mustangs.
Taft.
Uh-huh.
There has to be a Taft, dude.
Come Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson.
Yes.
Wildcats. Had made the playoffs in 7 years.
Hold on, Craig. He's trying to get through this.
Harding. Right?
Well, yeah, but
Coolidge.
I don't want to affirm every single one. I want you to get on a
roll. All right, Coolidge.
Played center Hoover, on the White Shadow.
FDR. And then Truman, Eisenhower.
Homestead.
Kennedy. Right?
Sure.
Houston Eisenhower.
LBJ.
Uh-huh.
And then Nixon. And then Carter.
Ford. No.
Ford. And then Carter.
You were alive, dude. Come on.
Donovan. Go in there and drink 60 shots of beer. Let's see what you got.
How many?
60.
Okay. Mike, we got to get serious.
All right, Ford, pick it up.
Ford, Carter. And then Reagan.
Did you whisper Lincoln?
No, he whispered Reagan.
What a jackass.
He's back in the loop. Back to Lincoln.
Harrison, Grant.
And then you know the rest.
But do you?
No.
Pretty good, Mike.
Thank you.
Was it?
Not perfect.
No, it wasn't perfect.
Reagan, Bush, awesome. Clinton.
It's not like it normally Bush. Is. I will admit Mama. That. Not like normal.
Rotten Radio.
Okay, well, I guess we should be a little bit quiet. We're right outside the tent of Dan McDowell.
He looks so comfy.
He does. I wonder when he went to sleep.
Set it on fire.
It was after one, I know that much.
Here, I'll get the deer leg.
Okay.
Now, does he still sleep nude at these things?
Rain
yes.
Tape, as Gordo calls it. Or
is
it, Junior
is
calls it.
Creepy, Mike?
Totally.
The deer leg.
Morning, Dan.
Oh, God, it smells.
Morning, George.
Smell that.
Why are you doing that?
I'm not doing it. He is doing it.
Why are you supporting that?
I'm not supporting it. I'm against it.
It's a wake-up smell.
Listen.
Hi there, Mr. Dan.
Here, I'll throw it in your
head. Hey, Mike.
Don't
last night, after the deer carcass was thrown on Corby.
Do not put that in his tent. Don't. Gross. He just put it right by his... I'm sorry, Dan. I don't approve of that message.
This is the
deer leg loves you. Hello, Dan. It is me, beloved deer leg.
I'm coming up with a Norm MacDonald response there. Hold on.
I'm not giving you that $20 now.
What $20?
I offered Gordo money.
You offered me money?
For what?
For what?
To leave you, you alone?
Ask Craig about it. Maybe he'll tell you.
Wait, when did you offer this?
No.
Okay, get the deer leg out of his sleeping bag.
You want? I'll remove the deer leg.
Junior, who is that? Junior, you know anything so about this offer?
No, I can't remember.
You want the deer leg?
I think he tweeted it.
I'm not approving
it.
This at all.
Do you want me to take the deer leg? I can take the deer leg.
Get the deer leg.
Okay. Hey, no problem, man.
Junior seems to know nothing about the offer, George.
Let's go.
Junior seems to know nothing about the offer.
What was the offer? Junior says he doesn't know.
About the offer of $20.
I put it on Twitter.
Oh, you tweeted?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not touching that deer leg ever again. Smell my hand.
No, gross! That's how Gordon used to...
Smell the glove.
No!
Every day.
Hey, smell my hand.
How's Corby?
I know, we're going to go check on him.
Because after that deer was thrown on him, he got a little weird. Like, there's a tick on it or something.
Oh, well, he recovered from that. But yeah, he did freak out at first. He was nuts.
Well, yeah, but he disappeared.
I know, we're going to go check on him, make sure he's okay.
You want to go with us?
We got room.
Seat 10. I tweeted a picture of Mike at the top of his Pope-mobile.
It's very funny.
All right. You know what's great?
What's great?
Camping and sleeping naked.
You're not naked? Are you really?
Woo! Oh, my God! Oh, no! Oh, no!
He is naked!
I saw his penis! Oh, my God!
Did you see how bulbous his balls were? Gross!
Oh, man!
Oh, did you get racked recently or something?
God!
It looked like an acorn laying on top of a beanbag.
Oh, man!
That was awesome.
Wow.
Thanks, Dan.
Boy, what a moment!
I knew we should go see Dan first. That's awesome.
Isn't it, like, unsanitary to have your bare ass right there on those covers?
You're the one who just picked up a deer leg.
Well, yeah, that wasn't real sanitary either. But
you sleep naked, you can get testicular torsion.
But his butt smells like a decomposing deer leg.
So does mine.
Gross.
Well, I hadn't showered in 3 days.
Oh, boy.
I bet yours does, too.
Oh, I showered. I took bathed in the waters of Lake Titicaca.
All right, crank this mama up.
All right, you want to wear your seatbelt, George?
All right, see you, Dan. Thank you for a golden moment.
Thank you, Dan.
The very best of the worst. It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
And here in the bunkhouse, we still have some people sleeping in, so Gordo is taking the wireless around.
Whoa.
And it's time for Wake Up Call. Come in, Gordo.
Hey, how are you doing, Craig?
Good.
I've had a bit of a change of heart this year. You know, in years past, I've woken people up rudely, awakened them rudely, but I figured this time we'd wake them up with song. So I've hired a musician to accompany me.
Oh.
What's your name, sir?
Killer.
Okay, yes. Jason Killer Nelson. And tell us what instrument you have with you to wake people up with song.
I have a tuba.
Oh, no.
A very large tuba.
Dude.
And I didn't bring an instrument, unfortunately. So the only instruments that I have that make any sort of musical sound are these two air horns. So,
oh, no.
So that's the worst band ever.
Okay, so let's go. Let's go. Well,
got a horn section anyway.
Dan McDowell's room, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Dan's always the last to wake up.
And in this case, the first to go to bed.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Okay. Oh, no. All right, Killer, what selection have you decided to gently wake Dan up with?
I'm going to go with the classic Louie Louie.
All right. Take it away.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Would you pay to see this band?
Yeah.
It's like the White Stripes, drummer, guitar. It's air horn and tuba.
Good night.
Man, that was loud.
Good job, Killer. Good job.
Thank you, sir.
Do you think Dan heard that?
No. There's no way.
Now I'll try just knocking on the door.
Yeah, why didn't you do that first?
I forgot that you could do that.
I think Killer has a master key.
Hey, Dan?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Dan, it's Gordon Keith and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I don't know if you heard, we did a little song to see if we could wake you up a little bit more gently than we have in years past.
That's a tuba.
It is. Now, I have to mention, you came to the door fully clothed, and in years past, you came to the door naked.
Well, I had time to wake up.
I feel like you woke me up.
Oh, so we kind of played you some getting dressed music.
Yeah. Is the glass half full or half empty? Or maybe it's broken. Maybe it's not a glass at all.
Rotten Radio.
And I know there's women out there who want to talk to the big man.
Jill wants to play Who's Calling Me First.
Who?
The big man is
Jill
you.
Or Joe?
I don't want to talk to Joe. It's probably Joe Lecce.
He's awesome.
Joe DiMaggio Lecce.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, actually, my last name is Carlisle.
Blow him up.
Carlisle what?
I'm not no relation.
Out.
Out.
I don't want to talk to anybody associated with the Mavericks or
right.
the Spurs.
Sorry, dude.
He's not associated with him. His
we
last
can't talk
name
to you
is
right
Carlisle.
Now.
The big
That's
man
associated with
part
tonight.
Of basketball tonight, do you?
It's unbelievable.
I can't talk basketball.
Hey, George, can you mix me a drink?
Sure, what do you want?
Whiskey.
We're almost out.
I am. George,
there's no way.
13 bottles
really
right back there.
Don't drink my bottle. I give my bottle to the great Wade Bowen in the morning.
Okay, well, there's my bottle in the back right there.
The very best of the worst. Rotten Radio.
They were searching her purse.
That's what they're calling it?
Sir.
And they also discovered...
Did you open your meat purse, ma'am?
They discovered an 8-week-old fetus.
Was the fetus bagged or something at least, or is it just in there free?
Let's see. Like, it says here Ziploc
all
over snack everything. Size.
Okay. Well, that makes
no,
more
sense. No, it
doesn't
say that.
Oh, it doesn't?
But I would think you'd have to...
Because you can't just allow a fetus to be in your purse.
Well, how big is the purse? Have you ever said that sentence before?
Never in my life.
She told WFAA
she
TV that
like she,
all she ever wanted was lipstick
and the fetus
to be a mother.
Okay, so
what
you're,
else you wanted?
You're basically saying like
a surgical assistant.
Keys. You're saying like Paris Hilton's dog.
It's ballpoint pen.
It's set up shop in there. And
yes.
Oh, there's something not in there, and it just raises both hands up.
Right.
I don't know.
I can't find it.
You come here and look for it. Sick and tired.
It's Rotten Radio on the ticket.
We got a real type of thing going down and down. There's a whole lot of rhythm going down. You got a real type of thing going down and down. There's a whole lot of rhythm going down. Now we want the funk, funk. Gotta have that funk. Now we need the funk.
Yep.
Gotta have that funk. Now we give up the funk. Now we.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is on the air.
So you think you can tell.
I don't know this song.
Heaven from hell. A blue sky from pain. Can you tell a green field?
Word up.
From a cold steel rail. A smile from a veil. Did you think you could tell? Did they get you to trade?
Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped it.
Your heroes for ghosts. Hot ashes for trees. Hot air for the cool breeze. Point of comfort for change.
I don't know.
Did you exchange a walk-on part in the wall and a lead role in the cage?
They don't know anymore.
No, this is now the solo.
Word up.
All right, who we got, Donnie? Jill and Richardson, you are on the air.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, the tickets. Rotten Radio.
Age 55.
My age.
I think there's a wasp on Junior.
That was wildlife.
That was the daintiest exit I've ever seen.
Because I had a cobweb attached to me and I had to dance away from
round
it.
Round and round we go. Rotten Radio is all we know.
How old are you, Tiffany?
I'm well.
Tiffany, you're well. You're well what? How old?
Before, and he fought Smiling
God, you brought up a Spurs fan. Out, Donnie,
die,
I swear
die,
to God.
Die,
get rid of her.
Die.
She brought up Smiling Pete, the biggest ass whip of a Spurs fan out there. Do not bring up the
Spurs.
You
don't even have to say as
Do not
Spurs
bring
fan.
Up Smiling Pete.
Yeah, yeah.
That is an instant cutoff.
He has a reputation of Hitler around here.
What?
Oh, no. Am I wrong?
Donnie, go ahead.
Where else are we going?
Okay, all right. Like,
next,
seriously. No, hang on, Donnie. Hang on, Donnie. If you had to... Be honest. If you had to choose...
I'd take Hitler over Smiling Pete.
Maybe let's not
hang
talk.
On. No, hang on. I swear to God. I know the answer to this. I know the answer to this.
What is it?
If you had to have a conversation with one person, would you choose Hitler?
Hitler?
Yes, I would too. I would choose.
Smiling Pete's got so much nothing. Are you kidding me? All right, where are we going next?
Who's next?
Go to
Martha.
Martha.
Possible old name.
What can we do for you, Martha?
Hey, guys, how are y'all doing tonight?
Okay. All right.
Trey.
What?
Trey.
That's not even close.
It's not even close
to fool anyone.
Ever. Ever,
Trey. Let me tell you something about that Heather and her 37 to triple D's. Them boobs are just flopping around.
So stupid. Oh, my God.
What are y'all doing tonight?
Not Trey.
It's
Danny. It's freaking Danny. It's Danny.
Oh, is that Danny?
Martha. I love the hard line.
Hi, Martha.
God.
Hi, Donovan. How are you, Danny?
God, that's the creepiest chick voice I've
so,
ever heard.
It was so throaty and gross. What are you doing? It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, honey, I'm just having some Woodford Reserve. Listening to Date Night Ticket.
God. You know...
What are y'all doing?
This is the guy that produces our program that is... Well, it's one.
No,
what other?
It's a crack of dawn for him.
Yeah, it is. You have 4 hours left before you can. Well, actually, Fernando is probably awake, driving to the station right now.
Oh, he should be here by now.
Shaking his head.
What time does he get here?
Oh, he gets here at 1 o'clock.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, go up there and start producing the show.
I don't know who this Danny is. This is Martha.
Oh, God.
It may not be Danny.
No, it's Danny.
How do you know?
It's Danny.
I don't believe it.
100,000,000% it's Danny.
That's his signature character.
Martha.
Y'all asked me 30 questions. Start now.
Is this Danny?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, I don't think we have to ask the 29 more.
It was the worst 30 questions ever.
Y'all asked me 30 questions.
The very best of the worst. It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
No, I'll get to that.
What?
This is very difficult. I'll get to who it is.
It's tearing my family apart because I can only sit on chairs. Voice. When I lie on a couch, I can hear her screaming. It's the ghost of the couch lady.
The couch lady. What does the couch lady do?
Oh my God, what is this?
Her skin was grafted into a couch as her family fed her and she died. And Dr. Keith told us about this story years
ago. Yes.
Get this cord off of it. God!
No, I'm really having problems now.
Because
when I have blackouts, I've sometimes fed the couch spaghetti.
All right, so, Junior, a real rotting deer carcass was just thrown on Corby.
By Gordo?
Not only one of those stuffed.
Caller, thank you for your story. I hope you're okay with the couch lady. Okay, now what happened?
Found in the woods or whatever. Look, you got to see this thing.
Is it fresh?
No, it's dried out.
It's almost petrified.
But there's still a lot of...
Where is that idiot? Get in here!
There was something eating at it earlier. Turn on Rich's mic, please. Rich is over here to the right of Corby.
Get down here.
I'm here.
There were two buzzards eating.
No, get down here.
Rich says that...
Down there?
Rich said he saw it this morning being picked at by two buzzards.
Wow, so it's fairly fresh.
Do I need to go take a shower or something now?
What do you mean?
Oh!
Easy.
I need to get that.
Dump that. Yes.
Yeah, I'd get rid of that.
What are you talking about?
It is compound.
What are you doing?
What are you talking about? Were you not holding it up? Were you not displaying it proudly?
It's all over me.
It's not all over you.
It's
not real.
Yeah, he picked it up while we were out there.
It's a prop.
When we went out riding around after dinner about an hour ago.
Don't listen to him. He's rich.
There were two buzzards that were on it, that thing, when we drove up.
I've had a few drinks.
However, I wasn't aware he was going to throw it in your lap. He had another prank in mind for somebody.
Right, right. We just picked that up. It's real.
All right, this wraps up Junior Coast to Coast, since the show has been hijacked by the alcohol people. I want to thank all of the callers.
And a D-bomb's been dropped.
All of the listeners. Please read my book, The Quickening, and the sequel, The Slowening. And until the next compound or campout, I'm Junior Miller. Be careful out there. And keep your eyes towards the heavens. And your eyes on your anus. Good night and good morrow.
Is the glass half full or half empty? Or maybe it's broken. Maybe it's not a glass at all.
Rotten Radio.
Now, what is this swing site you talk about?
Do you want to know the website?
Yes. Yeah.
Swinglifestyle.com.
Oh, Ryan's already knew that.
No, I've been there
so many times.
I did not either.
Here you go, Jennifer. You want a song?
I know very little about this.
Jennifer, you want a song real quick?
Jeb, I would love a song.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone, thinking of you till it hurts. That's the wrong chord. Anyway, that's all you get.
You know what?
A little bit of air supply there for you.
No, I appreciate that. That was awesome.
All right, you go, girl.
All right, you guys.
Swing
all
on, right. Jennifer.
Yeah,
email
swing
us.
On, girl. Swing on, sister.
You know
swing
it.
Out, sister.
Good luck, Jennifer. You with your bottom.
All right, who else we got? We don't want to talk to dudes. Blow them all out.
Good luck with your bottom.
Clear out the lines.
Round and round we go. Rotten Radio is all we know.
I want to do the rest of the show tonight by myself on the phone for 2 hours.
All right.
Oh God.
Hey, okay. Well, you know what?
Donnie, it's your job.
We are signing out right now at the Ticket Compound. It is 201
Compound.
We really appreciate all the ladies that called in. Power hour is gone. We are going to bed. We will talk to you tomorrow, 5:30, Musers, Camp Out, Wolfie Reserve, in the house. We'll holla.
The very best of the worst. Rotten Radio.
And here is the last one.
Timing is everything.
We have successfully consummated the power half hour.
I think I just let an M-bomb go.
What'd he say?
I don't
seriously
know.
Donovan, I'm tired of you.
God, Donovan,
crap.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
I really like that song.
All right.
Corby, maybe. You know.
What do you mean, me, maybe?
Drink your shot.
You're
idiot.
The one who says all that stuff.
All that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
All right, here
go
he goes.
There and drink 60 shots of beer. Let's see what you got.
Here he goes. 1, 2, 3, Shabba.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Hey, Blake.
Beer.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's Rotten Radio on the ticket.
He's at the very end of the hall.
Yeah.
Hopefully the microphone will reach down here.
Probably not.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Is it locked?
Housekeeping.
Management.
Hey.
Dan? Dan? It's Gordon Keith of the ticket. Can you open the door? We have a medical emergency down here, and we wanted your advice. Norm was found unresponsive in an elevator. Dan, Norm's dead. Norm's dead and we don't have a cell phone. Dan, can we borrow your phone?
Do you think he's really asleep or he just is ignoring you?
Housekeeping.
Is it locked?
Yeah, it's locked.
Dang.
Dan?
Man, he is... There's no way. I don't think there's any way you can...
He may be...
Maybe we should be worried about Dan.
He may be elevated.
Oh, man.
Hey, Dan? We're worried about you, buddy. You okay? Nobody's heard from you since last night.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Oh, am I at the wrong room?
Oh, I was at the wrong room.
Yeah.
Well, who's in that room? Oh, I thought you took that one down there. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Gordon.
Are you scoping? Oh, my gosh. Listen to that voice.
Scoping it, eh?
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tickets, Rotten Radio. Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tickets, Rotten Radio, is on the air.
Take a shot.
Hang on. I got to do another shot.
Mike's here. Talk to him.
I'm right ahead. Okay, so here's the deal. It's that this is my point in asking y'all, blonde, brunette, or red?
Damn.
Okay. Look, you sound really low rent, but go ahead.
I'm very red. I'm very red. I already told you the carpet moves the drapes.
Yeah, you did. You said that already.
It really doesn't matter.
And we made another joke.
It really doesn't matter.
Your trailer park's not getting good cell reception.
Well, be nice to her. Come on. Let's advance the conversation, madam.
So ask me a question.
All right. When was the last time you were with a horse?
Oh, my God.
Jeez Louise.
What are you doing?
Dude.
What the hell?
Have you? We can't understand what you're saying, ma'am. We cannot understand what you're saying. Get out from underneath the horse.
Then ask another question.
No, that was fine.
You got a bad phone.
That was fine. You go take care of your 9 kids right now.
Oh my God.
How many kids have you got?
I'm sorry.
How many kids have you got?
How many kids have you been now?
I've got 3.
Of course you do.
3, God.
Which is 2 less than she actually has. She's got 5. There's 3 divorces. There's a horse involved, like Mike said. There's all kinds of
mess going
on.
By the time the 5th one came along, he just fell out.
Right.
Shot.
She couldn't keep it duct taped in to get to full term.
Are you like
what? No, hang up. I can't take the phone.
Trey, what are you doing?
Jeez.
out of all the people you want to blow up, and you let this one go
I'm
for
sorry,
all
Fernando
that time?
Came in.
I'm talking about that. Oh, Fernando's already there.
Oh, my God.
It's just a reminder that I need to go to bed.
Everyone's really anxious to hear your joke of the day.
All right.
Listen.
There's a guy, P1 guy, right?
Do you think that it would be disgusting for a woman to stick their tongue down his throat right now?
Oh, gosh.
Go ahead.
All right. There's a P1 guy. He's making out with this girl, right?
Totally. I'm into it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. I'll have to tell you. So
he's not going to live much longer.
Feeling good. He figures, forget second base. This is going real well. I'm going for third right away.
Classy.
And she kind of pulls back and goes, well, that's awful presumptuous of you. And he says, presumptuous? That's an awfully big word for an 8-year-old to use.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with y'all?
God. My.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Distance.
It's a man with daughters.
Distance.
I am
especially
so,
what's going on out there in
that is,
El Dorado.
I'm so shocked.
That was the most stunning punchline of the week.
Round and round we go. Rotten Radio is all we know.
What are you there?
Here I am.
Oh, we have Yoda from the Dagobah system. Is it just Dagobah?
No, it's Dagobah. Not
Dagobah?
Dagobah.
Dagobond. It's like a vagabond.
Uh-oh, here we got some creep breaking out.
Look you in the eyes. You just like angels.
Told you we'd see Martians out here.
Your totally. Skin makes me cry. Cry it does.
What?
You blow like a feather. In a beautiful world.
It's just major.
I wish I was special. Ready?
Don't cuss, Yoda.
You're so blanking special.
Effing, effing.
But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Whoa.
Excuse me. More?
Is it the same?
More
boy?
What? I want a perfect body.
Wait.
You want a perfect body.
I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so blanket special.
Drop it, we'll dump it.
I wish I was special. But I'm a creep. Creep, I am.
221.
Weirdo, I am.
Dude, that's.
What am I doing here?
That's a great bit.
I don't.
Is it Grover or Yoda?
Both.
What was the third?
I was going to call it Grota.
Yeah, Miss Piggy called in and said, stop stealing my voice.
Miss Grota.
Oh, big finish.
Okay. Look at Normie, he has no idea what's happening right now. I'm right there with
him. Run! Run!
Get it high.
Run! Uh-oh. Run!
Ah, part of the camp out.
Let's see.
Campouts are fun, Bob.
Campouts are fun.
Tell you what, though.
Here on the ticket.
Adding the bass guitar to that makes it sound wonderful.
Yeah, you need the bass on
play,
creep,
man.
For sure. Are you discovering Radiohead because of Yoda, Dan?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I downloaded that song today.
What a great CD that would be.
I can't wait till my drive home.
Yeah, Creeps. Creeps, one of mid-90s classics.
So how about that?
Yeah, Pablo Honey indeed.
Maybe you should say, you're welcome to Radiohead. How many sales did you give them this week?
At least one, right? Maybe as many as five. So, yes, Radiohead, you're welcome. Well, we've all acclimated to the life of Dan, and we don't ask him to change, and we marvel. But that means on compound and campout days that you will be harassed by Gordon. And the question is not if, it's when during the morning show.
I tried to offer money on Twitter and have someone tell him that I'd pay him if he did, waited till Gordo's Corner.
How much, though? $20?
$20 sum was not enough to buy him out.
And I had that 20 with me.
Where? Where did you have it?
The tent had a little hanging pocket thing.
Okay, good. Good.
Because I wasn't clothed.
Yeah, it wasn't on you.
I was not wearing clothes.
So do we have audio of that we could play right now?
We do.
This is Dan's MVP moment that, well, here it is.
We're right outside the tent of Dan McDowell.
He looks so comfy in there.
He does. I wonder when he went to sleep.
Set it on fire.
It was after one, I know that much.
Here, I'll get the deer leg.
Okay.
Now, does he still sleep nude at these things?
Green tape, as Gordo calls it, or Junior calls it.
Creepy, Mike?
Totally.
The deer leg.
Morning, Dan.
Oh, God, it smells.
Morning, George.
Smell that.
Why are you doing that?
I'm not doing it. He is doing it.
Why are you supporting that?
I'm not supporting it. I'm against it.
It's a wake-up smell.
Listen.
Hi there, Mr. Dan.
Here, I'll throw it in your
hand. Hey, Mike.
Don't throw
last
it
night,
in
after the deer carcass was thrown on Corby.
Do not put that in his tent. Don't. Gross. He just put it right by his... I'm sorry, Dan. I don't approve of that message.
This is the...
Deer leg loves you. Hello, Dan. It is me. Beloved deer leg.
You know what's great?
What's great?
Camping and sleeping naked.
You're not naked?
Are you really?
Woo!
Oh, my God! Oh, no! Oh, no!
He is naked!
We saw his penis!
Oh, my God!
See how bulbous his balls were? Gross!
Oh, man!
Oh, did you get racked recently or something?
God!
It looked like an acorn laying on top of a beanbag.
Oh, man!
That was awesome.
Wow!
Thanks, Dan.
Wow, boy, what a moment.
I knew we should go see Dan first. That's awesome.
Isn't it, like, unsanitary to have your bare ass right there on those covers?
You're the one who just picked up a deer leg.
Well, yeah. That's
you sleep naked, you can get testicular torsion.
But his butt smells like a decomposing deer leg.
So does mine.
Good counter.
Genius.
Yes,
Matt
sir.
Won Dan Camper of the Year. Wow.
Rotten Radio.
Let's go chew.
Got Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, you are on the deep night ticket.
Hey, yo.
Not the high. Not the high we were looking for.
Oh, sorry,
yet.
Jacqueline.
Yep. Sorry. Why would he pick Jacqueline?
He goes the way of Martha.
Yep, that's right. In fact, they might have been the same.
It very well may have been.
Let's try.
I'll keep with Jacqueline. We can keep with Jacqueline.
Okay, then it definitely is Martha. Hey, Jacqueline, what's up?
You boys trying to go all night?
We're trying. What's going on with you?
I'll tell this ass.
What? Something.
I'll fire that ass up to go all night.
That's Jake.
Say right
hey,
now.
Bud.
It's Jake.
I'm just a white man.
Oh, man.
I feel like you'll let that old woman stay on a little longer line there.
Boy, you do a horrible woman voice. It's the worst I've ever heard.
Tell her, put on life's cleats, put on life's shoulder pads, fire that ass up. Fire that ass up like Marinelli says, fire that ass up. Get in there.
Is this Marinelli?
I believe it is.
Oh, okay.
This is the inspirational voice of Rod Marinelli. Nice.
Boy, I'm really motivated
that
now.
Every new draft pick gets...
I'm ready to run through the wall.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Your husband's dead. You ready to work?
Oh, dear.
Ready to work?
Yeah, you just keep going to work, right? You just keep going. Hey, what was
cancer makes you up, but sometimes you gotta pop the pads and beat cancer.
Yeah, you gotta keep popping those pads, man. Right.
You gotta thwack that ass.
Hey, what was Vietnam like for you?
Tell you what, in Vietnam.
Uh huh.
Saw a lot of cancer.
Whoa!
There's no cancer in Vietnam.
Well, there's some. Yeah.
Well, maybe. Certainly. Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't just see it.
Yeah, you don't see a lot, especially as a young soldier.
What I tell the picks is you just beat cancer by firing that ass up.
Oh, man.
Put those cleats on and beat cancer.
Yeah, keep putting those cleats on and going. Hey, well, hey, here's your Vietnam song.
I got three kids.
You
11,
do?
Four, stillborn, and I tell all three of them, fired up.
Jeez.
Fired up.
There he goes, Coach Rod Marinelli.
Oh, wow.
Thought it was Jacqueline.
No, oh, well, I think he was embarrassed at first to...
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is on the air.
Let me get a chair. Where's the chair?
Do we have a girl yet?
Line up a girl. Hang on. I'll be back in a second.
All right, that's George. He's going to join us here on the Deep Night Ticket. And we're going to...
Yeah, no girls yet.
Talk.
Let's talk band talk.
All right, we'll talk a little band talk. Let's talk to...
Steven in Lake Highlands.
Steve in Lake Highlands, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Sure, I'm a girl. They want a token girl to talk to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't get the campsite, right?
Yeah. What's your name?
Caroline.
Hey now.
Caroline. Oh, I thought your name was Steve.
Who's your favorite ticket personality, Caroline?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I could narrow it down. Big fan of Gordon. Big fan of Mike. That's just off the top of my head. That's kind of random.
How old are you?
33.
All right.
Yeah, perfect.
33
yes,
sexual crime there.
Graphic now.
Ooh, who am I talking to right now?
Rhines, Giorgio, and Donovan.
No, I know, but no, I mean like physically right now. Who are you?
It's Giorgio.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, that's George. That's the big man.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
You feel my power?
The star of that Dunham and Miller morning program. The reason
that's right.
Why
wake
we're
up
all
at 5:30 and see what those boys have in store tomorrow.
That's right.
Oh, right. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Caroline, do you feel at 33 that you're just reaching that, you know, prime?
I'm kind of all right. So far, so good. So far, so good.
Are you with man these days?
No, no.
When was the last time you were with man? In that coital way.
I can't believe you said that word. A few months ago.
Are you chomping at the bit to, you know, get a little some of this?
I'm all right. I'm okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm like a camel in that way, I guess.
Are you dating or anything? Do you have a boyfriend?
No. I don't want to be in a porno sometimes. I'm really sorry.
Are you dating?
No. I'm just completely single. Focused on school. I'm in grad school, so.
Would you like to be serenaded, Caroline?
Sure.
I would like to have a threesome with you and another girl you trust.
Oh, I'm so surprised.
That was a drop. That was not me.
Oh, I know. I listen all the time.
All right, Caroline, this is for you, okay?
Okay.
Sat down and made a list of everything you want to do.
There you go. Two bars. That's all you get.
How about that?
Amazing. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was live bird dogs. We're at birddogmusic.com.
I'll go.
Where else do you get that?
They can't do that.
That's right. They can't do that.
They cannot do that.
Only on the little ticket can you find that.
All right, Caroline.
Sorry, I was just flaking earlier. You sounded so clear. I couldn't believe you were deep in the East Texas woods. So thank you.
Oh, we're very, very deep in the woods.
You don't know how deep in the woods we are.
So deep.
You were so, like, clear in my ear that I was, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. The miracle of science. All that good stuff.
How deep in the woods have you been?
I stay in the city.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
All right, Caroline. Have a good night.
All right. That's the 33-year-old Caroline.
Nothing wrong with that.
Lake Highlands.
I'm going to say that's when women are in their prime.
33?
Yep. 33 to 35.
Damn, I need to trade in then.
All right. Who's next here?
Steve, the writer Steve.
Oh, Steve. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing tonight?
All right. Wonderful.
Okay. I've got a two-fold question. The first is for George. If he was going to share a tent, would it be Randy Rogers or his favorite fiddle player, Mr. Black?
If I had a what now?
If George get to share a tent, would it be Randy Rogers or your favorite fiddle player? Who would you share a tent with?
Boy, that's a tough one.
I know.
That's a real tough one. I really don't want to share a tent with any guy. But
if you had to, I mean, Randy Rogers up and down, or is it the fiddle player, Mr. Black?
That's a good one.
It is, I know.
I'm going to say Randy because he is the namesake of the band, but Brady Black is the greatest fiddle player in the universe.
The fiddle player, you say, is the one that leads the band, so is it really that?
No, I don't know if the fiddle player leads the band.
So you say Randy, George?
I say Randy,
Gay.
Yeah, I love Randy.
Now it's Reiner's question. Is it
Reiner's dead?
I'm sorry about that, Mike.
Rhines.
Is it Tom Petty or Dirk Sweaty after game 6 that you share a tent with?
Oh, Tom Petty. That's easy.
Yeah, that is.
That is? Well, yeah. I'm from Lake
Rhines hates Dirk now.
No, I don't hate Dirk. I still like Dirk.
Y'all be safe in Rockwell. I love you.
Hey, what about me?
Here's the bottom line.
Hey, what about Tupac Larry Blackmon from Cameo?
What about it?
Here's the bottom line. This team blew it 4 years ago. They had their chance.
Yes, they did.
They're up 2-0. They're up 13 in the third quarter against Miami. That was their chance.
And then everyone around here took for granted that they'll be back next year because they were so close. But that was it.
I give Junior some credit, too. He said the next morning, a lot of times when teams lose in the NBA Finals, they never come back. And the Mavericks will never come back. They'll never win it with Dirk. And that's not all his fault.
No, it's not all his fault. But they will all take that to their effing graves, as
they say. Another girl.
Come on, girls.
All right, let's talk. Who?
Jennifer in Plano.
Oh, my gosh.
There's nothing wrong with that name, Jennifer. Man. I love the name Jennifer. Love it.
You boys are too cute.
How are you, Jennifer?
Girl, what's going on?
You were too funny.
Hi, Jeb. The last time I called in actually was during the compound, and I talked with Donnie Dew and Michael about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
What time is it now?
Well, it's only 11 o'clock now, but...
Oh, man, it's early.
I know, but I had to call in and say hi.
Hey, now.
I know.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Wonderful. How old are you?
I am 41.
Oh, yeah. 41?
And I'm not a P1 day one, but I'm a P1.
Can you handle this?
I love 41-year-old women, Jennifer.
I can.
I love 41-year-old women named Jennifer.
Funny, dude. You like a nice, big 41-year-old white girl, don't you?
Black?
White.
Whoa.
Are you black or white?
White.
Okay. Well, White's kind of second my line.
Black's, all right. Now here is
Black. She's talking to Donnie.
Yeah, she's talking to me, dude.
Yeah. Yes. Corby is now joining us.
Well,
now
I will tell you. So he's out of my
half married.
Doesn't
not
matter.
Really married.
I will
you
tell
you, are.
And I will tell you, he is severely impaired.
The conversation.
You know what's going to happen to you? Death.
What? You are. And you have been all night long, ever since we got off the air.
What'd you expect?
He's so abrasive.
Nothing. I'm just telling everybody.
Corby is under the influence of a lot of things right now.
Love, mainly from my wife.
Yeah. And whiskey. And burra. And other things.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your name, sweetie?
It's Jennifer.
Yeah. Jennifer.
Thank you, Donovan.
Hey, Jennifer.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
How old are you?
41.
That's right. That's right.
Well, are you with man these days?
We'll see each other in the next life.
I am 2.5 years out of divorce.
Oh.
That's solid. That's a good
age. What's up, girl? What is up? So what caused this divorce?
We were better friends than
AIDS.
Anything else?
So you guys like stopped doing it and stuff?
Oh, I stopped doing it with him. Yeah, a long time into our
So
I've
like
been making up for lots of time though.
Really?
Uh-oh. With who? Uh-oh. A boyfriend or just in general?
I'm swinging.
Swinging?
Whoa!
Swinging like in
but
swinging.
Don't you have to be married to swing?
No, you don't.
Donovan, so do you go to the club?
Donovan, can you give me a water? I need to talk to this woman.
Corby, I'm not talking to you. My profile says I don't do married or attached men.
I'm not trying
That's
to have
a good
sex
policy.
With you. I'm just asking you questions, Jennifer.
If Donovan wasn't attached, would you be interested?
What do you mean, if I wasn't?
You know what?
I'm not.
I have had a few black men in my time.
A few?
Like black.
How did you? I hear what? I didn't even know Donovan was black until right now.
I didn't either.
Whatever.
Hey,
oh my God, Donovan's black.
Not at the same time, right? Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
I think I remember Norm telling me that he was.
Right, tonight.
But I didn't believe it till now.
No, not. You know what? It takes a girl to prove a point because I had no idea either. I thought he was just a guy.
Yep. My tagline on my swing site is...
Swing site,
girl.
This trick, this chick's...
Okay, hang on.
This chick's effing nuts.
Jennifer, if you swing, I don't understand why you don't do married men, because that's how...
No, because
that's
what
swingers do.
Ultimately, I would love another long-term relationship, but I want it with...
I'm not understanding, Jennifer.
I'm not sure I understand your definition
because
of
swingers.
Swing.
You know, you have a lot of married couples that swing. So if you go to the club,
you know what? I don't. I do couples once in a while.
You got a wall right there.
But my favorite is one-on-one. But if
that's not swinging.
Yes, it is.
That's just getting naked.
I don't know. No.
Email me, Jennifer.
All right. If y'all don't want to talk about it, we don't.
No, we don't want to talk about it.
We do.
We just said email. Email us.
Okay.
Now, what is this swing site you talk about?
Do you want to know the website?
Yes.
Yeah.
Swinglifestyle.com.
Oh, Ryan's already knew that.
No, I
I've been there
either.
So many times.
I did not either.
Here you go, Jennifer. You want a song?
Cool about this.
Jennifer, you want a song real quick?
Jeb, I would love a song.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone, thinking of you till it hurts. That's wrong chord. Anyway, that's all you get.
You know what?
A little bit of air supply there for you.
No, I appreciate that. That was awesome.
All right, you go, girl.
All right, you guys.
Swing on, Jennifer.
Yep.
Emails.
Swing on, girl. Swing on, sister.
You know
Swing
it.
Out, sister.
Good luck, Jennifer. With your bottom.
All right, who else we got? We don't want to talk to dudes. Blow them all out.
Good luck with your bottom.
Clear out the lines. All right.
Why don't you take a break? Who's this guy?
Listen to that.
Who is this?
How Donnie, isn't it?
Yeah,
this is Donnie.
Donnie.
Be nice to
Donnie
him.
Henry.
He's a good guy.
Be nice to him.
He's not here, is he?
He's one of your work colleagues. Be nice.
I love you, Donnie.
Did he get drafted in a great game?
I mean, seriously, how would we know?
Right.
How would we know?
I probably would have drafted my mom first.
All right, it's 11-12 on the Deep Night Ticket.
She can play third.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is on the air.
Okay, all right. Donnie says we're back. We are back, brother.
That's right. Back means back.
I worry about him.
Me?
Boy, I do too.
Hey, man. His alcohol intake is beyond reason.
Oh, man.
It's spectacular.
Hey, man,
it is spectacular.
What's that?
I need some.
You don't need any more whiskey.
Yes, I do.
But what did anybody think was going to happen with him tonight anyhow?
Bad stuff. Hey, we got girls, Ryan.
I'm not drinking straight.
Would you expect anything less?
I'd be disappointed in anything less.
We got girls.
Who? Sip some of that. Who are they?
Well, first is Amy in Austin. Hi there. You're on the Deep Night Ticket.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much. We just hit the Phoenix concert.
Well, how old are you, Amy?
Whoa, okay, well, let me handle this. Let me handle this.
I know Phoenix.
So it's in Arizona.
You saw Phoenix. Where'd you guys see him?
Stubbs.
Are you from Austin?
Yes,
I was
Stubbs.
Born in Austin, so I claim it.
What?
She claims it.
Oh, you claim it? So is your boyfriend having you call in here right now or what?
Yes, he called you and then gave me the phone.
Son of a bitch, I knew it. All right.
How old are you?
Is your boyfriend from here?
Yes, he is.
And how old are you?
25.
Prove it. What year were you born?
How many kids you got?
I got 7 kids.
No way.
That's great. All right, so do you dislike your boyfriend enough?
Do I dislike him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty fond of him.
No, you're not. Seriously. How many times have you looked to escape that route? A lot, right?
Standing here.
How long you been with this guy?
6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so early.
It really is.
You guys are all in love.
There's
and stuff.
Plenty of time for all that.
Do you guys sit on the same side of the restaurant?
At the Black Eyed Peas.
Right. When he takes you to Chili's, do you
I'll
guys
have
sit
a chicken fried
side?
Chicken. I'll have an awesome blossom, and we'll share it with our left and right hands.
We share the food. We share the awesome one.
When was the last time you guys took a bath together?
Like 5 minutes ago.
Really?
What? No, when was the last time you got laid?
Whoa.
Long time ago.
That's a lie. If you took a bath 5 minutes ago, you guys did something in there.
I love it.
Let me ask you something else. Hello? How close have you been to becoming a full-blown lesbian in the last 2 years?
10%.
What?
10%, just a little bit close.
10%.
That's enough.
Would you like a song from the great Randy Rogers?
How many girls have you kissed?
How many men have you had relations with?
Three.
And you're welcome 25? Out here. You're welcome out here right now to the compound.
Yeah, this is not the compound. This is the camp out.
Oh, yeah. We would love to have you at the camp out.
Especially Donovan.
I appreciate the offer.
I mean, it's only, you know, it'd be 9-1 and you could choose. And it'd be no big deal.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah.
Do you think it's wrong for a black man and a white woman to do a little bit of this?
No, I'm good with that.
You're good at that?
She's good with it. She's not good at it.
Oh, you're good with it.
Yeah. You want to be serenaded real quick, Amy?
Hang on.
Is your boyfriend black?
Hang on, Jake. So,
George.
Jory.
Is your boyfriend black?
Oh, my gosh. Corby is just beyond recognition.
I said Jake is a joke, and Jory is another layer of the joke.
Are you still with us, Amy?
I'm actually funnier right now than I was like 10
minutes ago. Yeah, he really is. He really is. No, no, he is.
I am.
Is your boyfriend black?
He is not black.
He's not?
Are you really in Austin?
He's just half.
Okay, that's enough of them. Let's go pick up.
What's your prediction for the Mavs score?
That's awesome.
Actually, we were trying to keep the
math
score a secret
until
tomorrow.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you know what would make it even more less of a secret is you being retarded. Good night. You gotta lay the wood.
We can talk together with.
All right, Donnie, who we got now?
Well, now,
San Francisco.
Girl,
imagine this.
I'm going to call
on tonight.
We are border to border, coast to coast.
I am drowning my sorrows.
Why? Oh, the Mavs.
Mavericks.
And what? What are you doing?
Or are you still upset about the...
I'm married to a Spurs fan.
Oh, God.
You know what you are? You know
there
what you are?
There's nothing more annoying in the world.
Yeah, by letter of the law, that makes you a whore.
Oh, my
God. And I just want to let you know that my husband is black. I know you guys were out.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
So there's at least one black Spurs fan out there.
Yeah, there's just the one.
I hate the Spurs.
I like that.
So tired of the Spurs.
And how old are you?
I'm 30.
So you never went back, huh? This brother just
rocked your world and you never went back.
What's your husband's name?
I met him. His name is Mark, and we both went.
That's not a black man.
Yeah, yeah. You should have said Tyrone. We would have believed you more.
We met in Austin. We're both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Who I met
we
in Austin?
We just talked to a girl in Austin.
I met Earl Campbell in Austin.
Do you know Amy? You
Austin's
know Amy?
A haven for that kind of thing.
Is it really?
That's what I hear.
So is there,
very liberal.
Is there a lot of interracial love in Austin?
Yes, well, it wasn't enough. That's why we had to move to San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's right. She's in San Francisco. You guys forgot that.
I don't want to talk to anybody associated with the Spurs.
They're out. She's in San Francisco.
I don't care. Out.
It's her husband.
Out.
Hey.
Yes.
All right.
Are you guys swingers?
Am I a swinger?
Yeah.
Well, why do you ask?
Are you
going to San Francisco later?
You've had it with your loser boyfriend or whatever he is, right?
Her black husband.
Your black husband. How about that?
We're fine. We're definitely fine.
Yeah, well, wait 5 years.
We're in tension right now because...
Okay.
Totally. Enough yeah, yeah. She's wait till the Celtics play the Lakers.
Out.
All right, Laura, the big man says out. We got
to
go.
I don't want to talk to anybody associated with the Spurs.
Come on, George.
How is she?
Let's move on.
How is she even there with the Spurs?
She's married to a Spurs fan.
The healing has to begin right here, George.
I can't
she
let
can't
it
produce
begin.
The fact that it actually occurs. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Whoa.
Who is this?
Nobody right now.
Oh.
Come on, girl.
You ran them off.
Me?
You
214-787-1310. I know there's women out there. I want to talk to the big man.
Joe wants to play. Who's calling to me first?
Who?
The big man is
Jill
you.
Or Joe?
I don't want to talk to Joe. It's probably Joe Lecce.
He's on.
Joe DiMaggio Lecce.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, actually, my last name is Carlisle.
Blow him up.
Carlisle what?
I'm not no relation.
Out.
Out.
I don't want to talk to anybody associated with the Mavericks or
right.
the Spurs.
Sorry, dude.
He's not associated with him. His
we
last
can't talk
name
to you
is
right
Carlisle.
Now.
The big
that's
man
associated
no
with
part
me.
Of basketball tonight, do you?
It's unbelievable.
I can't talk basketball.
Hey, George, can you mix me a drink?
Sure, what do you want?
Whiskey.
We're almost out.
I am. George,
don't drink
away, 13
bottle.
13 bottles right back
don't
there.
Don't drink my bottle. I give my bottle to the great Wade Bowen in the morning.
Okay, well, there's my bottle in the back right there.
Hey, we're going to have Wade Bowen on the show tomorrow.
Well,
you know who he is?
Yeah, I do. I saw him last year. I introduced him last year at that deal.
Did you really?
Yeah.
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, look
he's
at me. I introduced
tomorrow.
Him.
You know what I think of Wade Bowen?
Mm.
Meh.
You know what?
That's the first three words I've heard you say tonight. What's wrong with you?
What's rough with you?
I can talk like Scrappy if I want to.
What's rough with you, man?
All right, Donnie, what do we got?
Shannon
wow. and Harley.
But that could be a dude.
All right.
That could be a dude.
Hey, Shannon.
Even
hey.
If it's a dude.
Shannon.
Oh, hey.
Please tell me this isn't Shannon O'Neill.
No.
Okay, good.
I used to date a girl named Shannon. Is that you?
That was my high school girl. Hey, Shannon, so where are you from?
Arlington.
That's
remember we've established that.
What's on your mind tonight, Shannon?
That's a crap box.
Oh, not much. I just wanted to give a shout-out to my boyfriend.
What's going on?
God.
You know, that's really
the
sweet.
Hell with him.
Go ahead.
Shannon, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Would you like to dedicate a song to him?
Did you go to Lamar?
You like Randy Rogers?
No, I did not go to Lamar. I went.
Where'd you go?
Bowie, unfortunately.
Bowie?
Bowie!
So you went to a scumbag
An Arlington
high?
Bowie warrior.
You can't cheer for that, man.
It's funny.
Would you like to talk to Rush Limbaugh?
I got nothing on it. I'll tell you what.
Hey, folks, look.
Bowie has a...
Obama's on it to you, and Snurley's laughing, but...
Shannon, do you think we should have a moment of silence? What would you say?
Yes, let's have a moment of silence.
For what?
For this small chronic break.
For me living in Arlington.
You know what? You're right. Let's go. In 3, 2, 1.
Shannon in Arlington, you're on... Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, that's a special treat from the big man right
drop.
There.
Well, can you please say hi to my boyfriend?
Okay.
No. You know what? Your boyfriend is
stop
a
it.
Doucher.
Stop.
We're
He's not
into doucher.
Boyfriend, are you, Shannon. I'm sorry.
Are you letting gaseous substances
Shannon,
go?
What kind of music you like?
No.
Who is?
Oh, all kinds of music.
Hold on.
Sean,
you like the great Randy Rogers?
You like hip-hop?
Did your boyfriend ever text you a picture of his junk?
No.
Do you want me to text a picture of my junk?
No, I'm good, thank you.
I'm willing to send my junk right now.
Because you need it. You need it in two texts.
Yeah. Nothing's funny. The Mavericks lost tonight.
Oh, funny. Why don't you just loosen up?
How long have you and this so-called boyfriend of yours been together?
We've been together for 2 years.
2 years.
Oh, yeah. You know what that is?
Man, I forget.
Are you getting itchy? Would you like him to propose to you?
Well, that's a big question right now.
Okay, yeah, you know what it is? It's a question that you need to answer right now.
At a Ranger game?
Out.
You have a scoreboard?
At a Ranger game?
Yeah.
Out.
On the scoreboard?
Yeah, how's
during
that?
During the seventh inning stretch?
How does this hang-up taste?
Huh? See ya.
Hang up! That's the key to hang up!
Come on, Donnie.
I mean, on cue. Whoa.
All right, don't yell at him.
Who else we got, Donnie?
Who?
Anna from Denton. You're on the ticket.
All right, girl.
On the ticket?
Yeah, yes. On the ticket. How you doing?
Cool. I'm doing good.
How old are you? Cool.
Anna, what are you wearing?
I'm guessing 21.
22.
25.
Ooh. Shoot.
Now, what are you wearing right now?
Honestly?
Yes.
A t-shirt.
That says what?
It's just a white t-shirt.
And that's it? 25. Just a t-shirt? Yeah, you don't sound 25.
You sound like you're in high school. This is getting weird.
George, why are you ruining this? You are?
I am.
All right, what do you want to tell us? What do you want to tell us tonight? What do you want to talk about?
I have a question.
Hit
go
us.
Ahead.
What's your question for Mike?
Yes, Hitler was bad.
Hold on,
Corbin. I know Hitler was bad, but...
Oh.
Birth control and condoms, what do you think of them? Because my boyfriend has an issue with condoms.
Well, of course he has an issue.
I don't want to talk about you and your boyfriend.
No. I'll tell her right now.
No,
Georgie.
This is a legit question.
Hey, shh. Condoms. No,
right.
Dude, condoms are good.
No,
right?
They're not. The anus should always be on the girl.
No.
George, or Mike.
He's Mike.
George.
Hey, take the pill and call us back tomorrow. Who else we got?
Oh, no.
I don't have time for that.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is on
right here
the air.
We have George Dunham. Say hi, George.
Hey.
Corbett the Snake Davidson.
Hello.
Would you give me back my water?
Dan McDowell.
No,
it's about to get back
don't.
On headset. We have Mike Reiner.
There you go.
Oh, about
yeah.
to come back.
Okay,
and I am
yeah.
Donovan Lewis, Donnie Dew.
Oh,
and we are in
the Waters
house. Yes. With the Deep Night Ticket. Now, Donnie, do we have any girls on the line?
There's two women.
Well, who do we have?
Elizabeth.
Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yay, it's about time.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing well. How are
now,
you?
What are you I'm great. What
do you got
doing?
On your mind tonight?
What?
What do you have on your mind tonight?
I was just calling to let you guys know that George is my absolute favorite, and that's...
Uh-oh! Great.
Yeah,
here he goes.
Oh, that's
the nickname
enough.
Call.
Here he goes.
This is the call we've been waiting for.
I'm a huge P1.
All right, Donnie, hang up. We'll go to...
No, wait. What else? Why is that?
Why do you love George so much?
Because he's so smart, and he always knows exactly...
Smart my ass.
I'm not very smart.
I mean, what has he got that, say, a guy like, say... me doesn't have.
Well, Mike, you know what? I love you too, and I'm actually a friend of yours on Facebook. And
Wow, I'm actually a one of only 1,800 other people. Wow, I'm very exclusive.
Elizabeth, would you like to be serenaded?
Now, what are you wearing, Elizabeth?
No, wait, how old are you, Elizabeth?
Did you ever hear The Ticket before?
Of course, I've heard The Ticket before.
You like black men?
Yeah.
A lot?
Well, I can't say that I've ever been there, but...
Do you like white...
Oh,
you have, Elizabeth, do you like white men who like black men?
I love white men.
Okay.
Let's get back to George.
So, wait, how old are you? How old are you, Elizabeth?
Oh, goodness. I am 31.
That's, you know what that is? That's disgusting.
So, Elizabeth, would you like to be serenaded?
Toward the demographic.
Hang on. So you've never been there before, Elizabeth, with a brother?
It ain't that great.
No, I was almost.
How do you know, George?
Yeah, in junior high.
You forced me to find out.
Junior high. Yeah. Wow, you sound like
junior high.
Yeah, that's how I met my first black man.
You were giving it up in junior high?
No, that's why I said almost.
Can I just have a moment with Elizabeth here?
You effed Elmo in the fourth grade.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Would you like to be serenaded?
Yes, please. I'd love
to.
All right.
See, I love you.
I know it's late.
He's serenading her.
But I just couldn't sleep.
The hell, Kill.
I couldn't sleep. I got up to go for a drive.
I drove my
And
house
I wound
on.
Up on your street.
And I was on your street.
I know that that's wrong.
I'm so, so, so wrong.
That don't matter tonight.
There you go. There you go. Three bars for you, Elizabeth.
Wait.
That's great. That's awesome.
Whatever the last, whatever the ending.
That's all you get from George.
How about one more goodbye?
There you go.
And you're right.
See, if that was me, I'd give you more than that.
Did you say what I think you said?
What?
The happy ending.
We're going to have to go mic off on him.
What did he say?
What was the ending part of your question?
I said, where's the happy ending?
Elizabeth, if you ever want to cross that bridge,
email me
over to the dark side.
You know what? Disgust me. Holler at your boy. Women.
I will do that.
Yeah, okay, Elizabeth.
You shoot me an email or you call me. All right.
Not a problem. I will
rock your world.
Yeah. Good luck.
Keep calling for the demographic, and when you're ready, call me too.
Good luck with your crap.
Owa Janae.
Sister.
All right, Owa Janae in Fort Worth. You're on the deep night ticket.
Sweet.
Owa Janae?
Yeah.
Who are you named
that's
after?
That's crazy talk.
I was named after my great-grandma.
How old are you, O?
Let me
36. Ooh.
What's wrong with that?
27?
Nothing.
Why did you laugh?
Yeah, 27, that sounds good.
That's
she was hesitant to say, really.
So what year did you get divorced?
2 years ago.
Nice.
Salapapa.
How many kids you got?
One.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Needs a strong father figure, doesn't he?
Four, yeah. Well, you know what?
Everything changed when you had the kid, didn't it?
Hey, sweetheart,
that's what happens.
Sweetie, I have a 4-year-old son. I'm right there with you, okay?
Don't look at me.
All I'm saying is I would love to maybe merge cities so our other children can play with each other more than they do right now.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, would you consider a man with no kids?
Sure.
Because I don't have any.
All right, girl.
Go ahead. Why are you getting rid of her?
Because we're trying to run through volume here.
Wink.
That's right.
What do you
want
to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, sweetheart?
What do you want to talk about?
Marrying you.
Aww.
What about this?
You ever been with a wide man?
A lot of people experiment in college, but I've also heard that the recently divorced will be more apt to experiment and make up for what they didn't experiment with 20 years prior.
Why don't you ask me?
What are your thoughts on that?
I've been on all sides.
Oh, yeah?
I have.
Interesting. So what do you mean by that? Just explain that in clean terms.
Boy, girl, black, white.
Really? More than one at the same time? Threesome?
All right, Sterminator.
Yeah, two guys?
More than two black guys at the same time? Is that what you asked?
No.
I would like to have a threesome with another girl you trust.
Yeah, I would never have more than two black guys at the same time.
But is that all behind you now?
And it's like, how about two Scandinavians?
Is that all behind you, or are you ready for a revival of that at the age of 35 and divorced?
Two Native Americans.
Oh, my God, that's me.
She's making it up as she goes.
I'm worth two Native Americans, minus the alcoholism.
All right, Donnie, say goodbye to her.
Uh-oh. We've got to burn this tape. Okay, who we got?
Shelly Duncanville.
Duncanville.
Well, now.
Yo, what's up, boys? Y'all are having a good time.
What is up?
Hey, Shelly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't live too far away from Duncanville. I'm in Cedar Hill. Maybe we can hook up.
I've been stalking you. I know where you live. My mom's in the Walmart. Hell yeah.
Why don't you knock on the door then, sweetheart?
How you doing, Georgie?
Don't be scared.
Hey.
Don't be scared. Now, how old are you?
Hey, I used to do Duncanville baseball back in the early 90s when Bob Roback won a state title in 1991, and Todd Ritchie was his starting pitcher. How about that?
Are you trying to one-up Donovan on his Duncanville cred?
Yeah.
Now, Shelly, how old are you?
I'm 42. I don't lie about it.
42.
Oh, no.
So it's all right. The
they're all 42.
No, you know, I've heard of Duncanville, and I kind of know where it is.
I'll be 39 next year.
Now, let me ask you, Shelly, are you a sister?
No, I'm not a sister.
All right.
Hey, wait.
Would you like to be serenaded?
Sure. I mean,
well, let's find out a little bit more about her before the serenade starts.
Hey, does your bloodline run? Does your bloodline run to Hitler, or is there a couple generations skip?
No.
Now, do you?
How many kids do you have?
Hitler.
How many kids do you have?
Up to.
That's all right. I can deal with it.
Both from Hitler.
Excuse me? Stop it with the Hitler stuff. I mean it.
Are they in college? How old are your kids?
I have one that's 17 and one that's 8.
And one that's
8. I can deal with it.
Oh, 8. Well, you waited 9 years.
Was that unintentional?
They both got the same baby daddy?
Was that a mistake?
They both got the same baby daddy.
Oh, so, really?
Sir, unintentional, or you got that itch again after...
After Hitler.
After that kid, the first kid turned 10.
Or maybe you were trying to patch the thing up and give it one more try and another kid was the way to go with that.
Yeah, I think a kid will help this marriage along.
and a swastika outfit.
You ready for your song?
White guy or black guy? Well, who's your baby daddy?
See, we're trying
white
to guy, ask her some guy. Questions and nobody will let her answer.
Yes.
Dan.
Between Hitler
song.
And a serenade.
Dan.
White
yes.
man.
Dan.
Yes.
I'm sorry I haven't stalked you lately, but, you know.
Uh-oh.
I'm Dan
Stalker. Socked you.
I'm Dan okay. Stalker. You know who I am.
Whoa. Been going down to Duncanville a little bit lately?
No, Dan? No.
Getting
no,
that?
I find Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, you know who
all
I am.
Right.
Wayne's friend.
Oh, Wayne's friend. You know Wayne. You
okay.
love Wayne.
Dan, why do you have that... Be
oh, Wayne Lee's friend.
Yeah,
okay.
Wayne Lee's friend.
Sure.
No, Wayne Lee.
Y'all are cracking me up.
You know what's cracking me up?
Isn't it?
Your death.
What do you want? What's that?
Whatever you want. Thank you.
All right, here's a Bird Dog original for you. Ready?
First date.
What? First date?
What is the second date?
Just a wild twist of fate.
Are you divorced now?
No.
I'm trying to get divorced right now. Like
no, no, I was talking to her.
Tonight I am. Would my wife mind that I was somewhat interested in
the lights on the tree?
All right, interesting. Interesting challenge.
It is an interesting challenge.
Just you and me.
You guys talked over my serenade, totally.
Totally
talked over it.
Shelly, I will see you at the Chicken Express.
See you at Walmart, Shelly.
Oh, dear.
Woman, you're on line two. Let's go.
Hey, well, who do we have, Donnie? Another woman?
Kara
in Dallas.
All right, you're
on the Deep Night ticket. Hello,
hey,
Kara.
Tara, look.
Hi.
How are
Tara,
you?
Tara.
Oh, this is the Tara, isn't it?
Is it the Tara?
Yes, of course it is. Now, you remember what... Wait a minute, Tara.
Oh, last time you called the Deep Night
ticket. Yes, now you remember what happened.
Your boob fell out.
That's right, during wrestling.
And someone tried to put it in their mouth.
That's
this
right.
Is Ticket Tara?
Yes. This is a. She made.
Oh, damn it. It wasn't me. I'm sorry I missed that.
That was
it's a
you.
Different Tara.
No, it's not.
No, it's her.
That's
it's
the
her.
Same one.
It's her.
Okay. I have a lot of things to say for two seconds.
Talk about. Talk
go,
about.
Go. Shh, let her talk.
Gonna kill me.
I want to tell you, Corby.
Yeah?
I love you. I love Eddie Vedder just as much as you do.
You know what? I love you more, and I love Eddie Vedder less.
Make less sense as the night goes on.
So, Tara, how old are you? Yes?
I'm 32.
Mm.
32, going on 31 with that tummy.
That would
be a good...
22.
Right.
My...
Cormie is struggling.
Yes.
I want to give you a hug.
Oh, don't. Yeah. It'll last,
hey, so like
it will last
that.
Way too long. It'll creep you out. Don't say that.
Now, that's right. It will last a lot. Hey, we've exchanged many hugs. Hey,
you know who this is?
Yes. And they have all lasted a long, long time.
Mike, believe me, you haven't had my hug yet.
Tara, do you want pelvis in or pelvis out?
Repeat that.
Pelvis in from Mike or pelvis out
when you hug him?
Pelvis in.
You wanted to touch.
At full frontal, right?
It's gross.
I do.
Tara.
Do you have a life advice question for George?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What do you got, Tara?
George.
Yeah.
What is your favorite color?
Green.
Boy. What are you, four?
Come on. I love it. I was
and come up with something better than that.
And you know what, Tara?
You've got Giorgio here.
It's what's your favorite Corby? What is your favorite Corby?
Oh my God! Turn off his microphone.
Oh, get that.
He was. I didn't.
Starting to say funny.
Get yeah, that.
No,
funny
he
comedy.
Wasn't either.
Okay, Donnie, do we have anyone else? Do we need
girls? Donnie.
The number is 214.
Donnie.
What?
Donnie.
You're listening to Delilah.
I've been wrestling with you.
We're going to have to go mic off on it.
Well, here's the thing.
God.
Everybody knew this is what happens. If you want to have a camp out, this is what you're going to get.
Yes.
So
I don't know if I envision that.
Have a compound.
Right.
This is where you
want. This is part of it. So, George, when you're going to be emailing everybody and telling us we have to go to the camp out, this is what you get.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is on the air.
There's different levels, so anyway.
What's the one thing you miss seeing more than any other?
My children's faces.
Go away.
Way to go, Corby.
Go.
Jeez,
nice.
Corby, what is wrong with you?
Damn.
Nice.
Son of a buck.
Damn it.
Corby. Hey, Corby, it's all good.
No, it's not all good either.
No, that was one of the worst moments I've ever witnessed.
I can't believe that went over the airwaves
Sweet children's faces.
No,
son of a bitch.
Anything else you want
to
ask, Corby?
Way to go, Corby. You have completely ruined the night for everybody.
You know what? I'm going to bed.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio.
Hey, Dan. Hey, it's Gordon Keith and Corby Davidson of The Ticket.
Good morning.
Listen to that voice.
Now, Corby, we have to mention he is fully clothed. He has shorts on and he has the t-shirt.
Hey, I imagine this is what Archie Bunker looked like when he used to wake up.
Yeah.
Kind of
now, are you wearing underwear, Dan?
No, not right now. But I will later.
Can you prove that you're not wearing underwear?
No.
Well, Corby, I was asking him.
Why are you up? You were up in a late night ticket.
I know. I just got up, man.
I was dreaming. Did you hear about the girl? The perfect girl that called in?
Oh, yeah.
What'd she say?
She was trying to date white men now, and she wanted our advice if she was doing it right. And she called in and said that she had thus far sent him some Pornhub videos, and he sent her a picture of his wiener, and she just didn't know if that was going well yet. We thought it was going very well. Man, I like my voice now. I might keep this for the day. So,
man, it's strange
that
you wake up and you're two octaves lower than you are at noon.
And again, now the Stars have a fantastic opportunity here with their new goalie.
All right, now we usually always get a morning joke from you, Dan. It's kind of become a camp out tradition.
Yes. What kind of joke were you looking for today?
A funny one.
Oh. How about a religious one?
Okay, there's nothing risky there. Go ahead.
Let's see. So there was a... it's hard to remember. We were up really late.
We were.
Why are you up?
I don't know.
Are you up?
I just woke up.
You look great.
Thank you.
So there's like a priest and a rabbi are at a school, and the school catches fire, and they're running out, and the priest is like, hey, what about the kids? And the rabbi is like, oh, screw them kids. And then the priest says, do you think there's time? And then that's the joke. His priest, you know, remember the thing with they used
to... Yeah, I think we understand where you're going with that.
Okay, there it is. The Dan McDowell joke. We got it.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Hey, let's go to break.
Okay. Yay. There's Dan McDowell in the wake-up call.
Over
here from the compound.
Round and round we go. Rotten radio is all we know.
Can you think of a joke that you could share with our P1 audience?
Yeah. Good morning.
Just energetic.
I saw you last night.
Smells like balls.
We've been hanging out. You know, my kids now are at an age when this stuff tends to get back to them, and teachers are P1s, and so I don't know if we should really do this anymore.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, maybe. What if we guarantee anonymity?
What if I do some kid-friendly things?
Okay.
I got a couple jokes for you. Okay?
It's
got
to be shocking.
I got three kid-friendly jokes. what do you call a girl whose one leg is shorter than the other?
Eileen,
I heard that last night on the ticket. You told that joke.
Yeah. That was
a funny joke. Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting
Moo.
Cow.
And
you guys actually laughed at that?
Yeah, that's funny.
What's wrong with
that's
you?
Great.
That's good.
Funny.
It's good.
I have one more.
Oh, my God.
What do 9 out of 10 people enjoy?
Oh, what?
A gang.
Oh my God!
Boy, that's the setup to knock it out of the park. That's my boy right there. There he is.
Someone informed Dan that's not really a good one to take to the schoolyard. That one does get back to the kids.
Oh my God!
Have you ever thought about this? Like, what if one of the guys feels like this is morally wrong, and like what if one of the guys is the one who thinks he's not having a good time in that scenario,
as opposed to the victim? You're saying?
Just think about it.
I don't want to.
Think about that when you're going home today.
It's going to be tough to make that in a promo.
Yeah.
Good morning.
All right. Thanks.
Play me out. Play me out.
What does that mean?
Play him out.
Rotten Radio rears its ugly head again. Rotten Radio.
All right, I got one more topic before I go to bed. Quick roundtable. How much longer do you see yourself doing this job? Donovan Lewis, go.
Man, I'm so young in it, you know, especially this. So I see myself doing it for another 20, 25 years.
Dan?
Probably till I die on the way home driving from this camp out to home.
Oh, my gosh.
Friday night.
Wow. You set off the darkness music.
Boy.
So for the rest of my life.
See there?
I just jinxed that from happening by saying.
Yeah, you did, dude.
That's what about fun. You?
There's nothing that could happen
you
to me.
You were in a more highly leveraged, high pressure, greater stress, greater demand place than any of us.
That morning show?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're beyond our, what do they call it, shelf life?
What do you think, George?
Our life expectancy? Life
10,
expectancy?
15 more years?
Well, hey, we're
I would
all,
like to, my goal would be
that.
At least another 10 years. That would be my goal. I mean, I don't think anyone could accurately, but I see myself at least 10 more years doing this.
All right.
What about you, Ryan?
That's very comforting. Me?
Yeah.
February.
No, come on. Are you like Norm?
No,
you'll do it to your last breath.
That's it. That's going to be it.
February.
Yes.
So we have...
So you're announcing that right here. At the camp out fire.
I'm not really announcing it.
You're predicting it.
Let's just say that I would imagine that those are the terms that it's being thought in by just about everybody.
Next February.
Yeah.
You will no longer...
You? Yeah.
You no longer work in this market or no longer work at the ticket?
Probably no longer work at all.
Really?
You've got balls saying that, Mike.
And you're serious. We're in a circle of truth here. And you think next February may be it for you?
It could very well be.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's not true, Mike.
It depends on whether or not I can get along without it, which, I don't know, when I really get down to it, when that day approaches... And I really get down to it, things may change.
The very best of the worst. It's Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
All right, that's it.
Actually, we have one other guest.
All right, who is this?
It would be Danny Bayless of the Hardline.
Danny Bayless.
It's old Danny Bayless of the Hardline.
Danny, get your adverbs here. What's up?
Danny,
what are you doing, man?
Well, there's going to be some ladies pretty excited that Danny's coming.
Yeah, no doubt. He has to be the hottest guy.
So, Danny,
right?
Danny, he's been the most requested person not here.
Danny, how old are you?
26.
Totally perfect.
Oh, I would have guessed that.
Yeah. Why didn't we have Dan guess that age?
Do you guys understand how hot I am?
What's it like to know Danny?
I'll tell you
how
what.
How many times have we had that question tonight?
Let me answer that question, Dan, because I know me.
Is the glass half full or half empty? Or maybe it's broken. Maybe it's not a glass at all.
Rotten Radio.
Where are you?
I'm in a parking lot somewhere. I'm not really sure.
A parking lot somewhere.
Yeah.
Would you like to have that?
All right. The only reason that I called is I got so many tweets, so many texts. Why aren't you camping? Why aren't you hanging out? Why aren't
Seriously,
you
why aren't
doing
you?
The powwow? Why aren't you there? And I'm like, you know what?
Fernando's here. Yeah, Fernando, he's in the pool right now.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's stoking the fire.
I'm watching him right now.
And what I told them, it's like, look, these bitches are, they're doing the same thing that I do every day. Why do I need to go drive out to Maybank and do what they're doing?
Because you can't set up. Because you can't set up a tent.
Dude, I will kick your ass in tent setup.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Yeah, and I will fire a 30-06 better than
I have
Gordon.
A sword.
Oh, you have a sword.
I have so many swords.
Round and round we go. Rotten Radio is all we know.
Hey, how are you guys going to watch porn tonight in your tent? Do you have Wi-Fi out there?
No, we have Skinamax, though. We were watching Lady.
Really?
We were watching Lady Chatterley's Lover 3.
Right now we're watching hologram Tupac in Poetic Justice.
We are. We were watching like Ghost of Lady Chatterley 4. I don't know what it was. While we were doing Mavs post game, it made Followell very uncomfortable.
Oh, dude, Soul Plane is on. You want to watch that?
Yeah, Donovan Soul Plane.
Yeah.
Danny, we're in the middle of the wilderness, yet we can still get 1,000 channels.
That's awesome. Well, do you have internet access?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, go to X Videos and look up.
No.
Big Blacks, Big Racks.
Okay. There's the Soul Plane. I've never actually seen it.
That's the jams.
That's the Soul
Donovan,
Plane.
Donovan, I'm not even kidding you.
Watch
it's
this.
A bunch of crazy, like, ex-NBA players' teams.
No.
The very best of the worst. Rotten Radio.
Man, can't wait for hockey season to come around again. Up next.
And what if, hey, think about it this way, too. And we're going to get you McDowell right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
What if the Stars win?
He just McDowelled you.
What if the Stars win the whole thing next year? Now, think about it.
Go ahead.
In 1999, I remember we won one cup. What if we win?
Give me.
Two cups.
Give me. Just give me.
You got Kamey. You got Liddy.
Yeah.
You got a Stanley Cup.
Really going to throw everything off.
They're not going to participate in any sort of...
They're not
going to
squat over the cup.
Dude!
I think Kamey and Liddy got boob jobs.
It's too early in the day for this. All right, up next.
See what your compound has become, Junior?
Real in your compound.
It's devolved.
I don't like where it's headed.
I felt like it was evolving from last year.
All right, up next, McConaughey.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is on the air.
Every dentist I've ever been to has said I have an abnormally small mouth. So,
is he there?
Perfect. It is what it is.
It should be
just right for your husband.
Let him thumb that scrotum into your mouth.
Okay, I don't think you could do that either.
It's like
in my dreams, especially since my parents are probably listening.
We're fine.
You can say that.
Yes, you can.
You can't.
It sounds like that your mouth was meant for it.
Trying to push it in there like silly putty.
And it just changed his face.
What?
He's morphing.
It just takes it.
Oh my gosh.
I've never heard you speak that high.
High voices.
Oh my god. Whoa, what happened? Oh, I'm back.
What were you saying?
I don't know.
Hold on, I almost got it.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Rotten Radio. Can you hear me, boss? Could it look you in the eye? You just like angels.
Told you we'd see Martians out here.
Your totally. Skin makes me cry. Cry it does.
What?
You blow like a feather. In a beautiful world.
It's just major.
I wish I was special. Ready?
Don't cuss, Yoda.
You're so blanket special.
Effing.
But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Whoa.
Excuse me.
Oh, God.
More?
Is it the same?
More than what? I want a perfect body.
No, wait.
He wants a perfect body.
I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice. When I'm not around, you're so blanket special.
Drop it, we'll dump it.
I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. Creep I am. Weirdo I am. What the hell am I doing here? Belong here. I don't. She's running out the door.
Okay. Look at Normie has no idea what's happening. I'm right there with him.
She run.
Get it high.
And see.
Oh boy, that was great, Yoda.
Round and round we go.
Rotten Radio is all we know.
I will have you beat since I had no job.
And here is the last
timing is everything.
We have successfully consummated the power half hour.
I think I just let an M-bomb go.
What'd he say?
I don't
seriously
know.
Donovan, I'm tired of
God,
your racist
God, Donovan,
crap.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
I really like that song.
Right.
Corby, maybe. You know.
What do you mean, me, maybe? Drink your shot,
you're
idiot.
The one who says all that stuff.
All that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, here
go
he goes.
Go in there and drink 60 shots of beer. Let's see what you got.
Here he goes. One, two, three, shabba.
Chug-a-lug. Chug-a-lug. Chug-a-lug.
Hey, Blake.
Beer.
Yeah.
Woo!
Rotten Radio rears its ugly head again.
Rotten Radio.
All right, Donnie, we'll punch up line two. Let's
Ooh,
try that
two.
One. Hi, dear. You're on the ticket, the late night ticket.
Spread AIDS. Joey Keys out.
See?
Do you think
I thought he was?
Do you think Donnie's
those
got
are my
girls
last
on
words.
One and three? But since you told him to go to line two, he went there.
No,
you
were
so
successful last
Seriously,
year.
Would that be disturbing if your parents' last words on their deathbed was spread AIDS? Like your dad, that was the last thing your dad told you to do before
no.
he died.
No.
Gordon, spread AIDS. I want you to be strong and spread AIDS.
I will, Dad. I'll do anything you ask.
All right. You take care of your mama.
Give your mama AIDS for me.
Oh, God.
We are not turning this into a late night rant. Damn it.
Let's.
The very best of the worst. It's Rotten Radio on the ticket.
That's all right. Okay, so I have a request, Jub.
Okay.
From one Michael Saroy.
Okay.
He produces the Midday Show here on
I
the
I just
ticket.
Played golf with him 2 days
the Norm
ago.
And
the Golf and Dolphin.
You've heard of Childish Gambino, right?
Yeah.
All right. He was on Saturday Night Live. And, boy, I think he set social media on fire. Have you seen the video that came out? This is America.
No.
You didn't hear the song. You didn't see the video.
I don't think so.
We have a request from one Michael Saroy that you live talk this video out. As I play it for
okay.
you, and you
do a little play-by-play
yes.
of what I'm seeing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like I said, it set Twitter ablaze. He released this, not you, Siri. He released this on YouTube.
Okay.
On the Saturday Night Live deal. So I will press play. Hopefully, we can hear this on the.
And it's clean and everything.
I think so.
Okay.
And
but the video is pretty shocking. Appears to be a warehouse or an empty parking garage. The man has approached it. The chair sat down with a guitar. Now there's a woman, I think. Oh, it's a boy. He's going to start dancing here, I think. He's shirtless. He's got a beard, chain. He can bug his eye out while he dances. He's feeling it. Oh, no. This is going to get... Oh, my gosh. He's holding a gun. Oh, I can't watch that. He's going to... Oh! He just shot someone clean in the head. And now he's rapping while they drag the body off. In the background, looks like some gangbangers driving by. There's a some sort of police chase. Now he's got school kids backing him up. And all hell's breaking loose behind him. There's carjackings going on back there. People running from left to right.
I gotta carry him.
School kids are still dancing. Dan's familiar with this.
He really can dance, right?
Yeah, he can dance. Or I'm gonna get the
pass. I just wanted to see you analyze it.
Okay, they're still pretty innocent right now. It's just him out front of these school kids. Now we got a church choir dancing and singing. Please tell me they're not gonna get mowed down. Okay. Oh, he's doing little James Brown approach. Dancing with his thumbs up. No! Dadgummit!
Stop turning
he
away.
He just turned on the choir and blasted all of them. What in the heck?
This is America. Yeah.
I see his point, though. It's not safe anywhere in America. This could even happen in a church. Look how I'm geeking up. Now he's smiling, dancing with the school kids again. Come on, Gucci. Boy, it's really breaking loose behind him. There's military's on the scene now.
Jubb will continue to look at this video. He'll analyze it when we come back to the music exchange here live from the compound on the ticket. How did you like the This Is America video, Jubb?
It was very powerful. I give it that. I didn't know what I was in for until the first execution, which... I'm sorry. I'm really squeamish. I turned away. I didn't want to see a guy's...
It was fake, you know.
I know, but
no
it's
one's
still,
being this, murdered.
I know. That's still really... I don't handle that well. I admit it. And then when he turned on the choir with the Uzi...
You saw that coming, though.
I did predict that. Yeah, I said, he's not going to shoot up the choir. But I guess I get his point. That's living in America now. It's a very violent country, and... At the end, he's running away from it. I thought it was very powerful. I didn't know I was in for that much death.
I Live in America from James Brown.
No.
Which was his
hand
low
in
point.
Hand across the nation.
That was also that powerful song. In its own way.
It was powerful.
In the movie.
Is the glass half full or half empty? Or maybe it's broken. Maybe it's not a glass at all.
Rotten. Radio.
But you are with man, right?
I am. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, that's kind of made me lose interest a little bit, Alex. I'm sorry. So now you all of a sudden you become Alec to me.
Insignificant. And that's annoying.
Bearded and looks like a Muppet.
Right. Both insignificant, annoying, and quite frankly, not any good at what he does.
Whoa. Wow.
And honestly, goodness. We wonder just how it is that a toad like that rose his way up to the place that he's at.
Oh, man.
Mike, we're on the air, Mike.
Yeah, we are on the air, dude.
But so, that's the way it goes.
Round and round we go. Rotten Radio is all we know.
And I know there's women out there who want to talk to the big man.
Jill wants to play. Who's calling from Ferguson?
Who?
The big man is
Jill
you.
Or Joe?
I don't want to talk to Joe. It's probably Joe Lecce.
He's awesome.
Joe DiMaggio Lecce.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, actually my last name is Carlisle.
Blow him up.
Carlisle what?
I'm not no relation.
Out.
Out.
I don't want to talk to anybody associated with the Mavericks or the Spurs.
Sorry, dude.
He's not associated with him. His
we
last
can't talk
name
to you
is
right
Carlisle.
Now.
Boy, the big
that's
man
associated
no
with
part right. of basketball tonight, do you?
It's unbelievable.
I can't talk basketball.
Hey, George, can you mix me a drink?
Sure, what do you want?
Whiskey.
We're almost out.
I am. George,
there's no way.
13 bottles right back there.
Don't drink my bottle. I give my bottle to the great Wade Bowen in the morning.
Okay, well, there's my bottle in the back right there.
The very best of the worst. Rotten Radio.
So why are you calling in? What's going on?
Well, my husband's a big Mavericks fan, and I'm pulled away.
Oh,
yeah. Is he from here? Are you
God.
From here? Are you? You know what's funny is you farting and.
Whoa! Claim, she doesn't
claim,
do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Claiming
let
like,
the game come to you.
Claiming the queef title of the world.
We cannot run. We cannot run a play to you right
How's
now.
How's that, queefy? Wow.
Would you like
to run a play to you right now?
Would you like for me to play some Pink Floyd for you?
Just try to come up with an offensive rebound. Okay, you cannot.
Here, give him the
shoot the ball.
Come on, Sean Mary.
You know what would be funny, Queefy?
It's Rotten Radio on the ticket.
Yeah, oh boy, that's funny. Corby's a funny one. Corby's really funny. How come there's no webcam? I want to see.
Hey, quit complaining about everything.
I know. Shove something in my mouth. Right
just
there.
Think of it as the power of radio, Tracy.
I know.
Question.
We're stinking up the place with Rotten Radio on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Are you upstairs?
I'm upstairs, yeah.
Hey, guys, team meeting. Hey, was someone... Ah! Oh! It's Dan! It's Dan, and he answered the door nude! Look at him! Gross! Oh, his bottom! Oh, gosh, he's got flat ass. Oh, Dan, what are you doing?
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket's Rotten Radio is on the air.
It is the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout, live from deep in the East Texas woods. Let the deep night ticket begin with me and my shotgun rider, Donovan.
Ryan's, what's happening?
Us, man.
It's time for
some fun.
We need some girls.
It's time to happen. Yeah, we need to talk to girls.
We need to talk
tonight.
To some girls and
sort out your love life a little bit.
Right.
Talk about camping and stuff.
You know, just any advice you need because that's why we're here. I've seen it all. Mike, you've seen it all.
Done most of it.
Right. We have a lot of things to offer to the female P1 out there just in case you have problems in your life.
Right. We can help.
Everyone has problems, right,
Mike? That's right. Everybody does, and we can help.
We're here to solve them.
What's going on here?
What is Norm doing?
He's just circling around here
in his car. I think he's lost. He can't find his air mattress.
Now, we have a goodly number of our ticket colleagues who are still up and around, such as The Killer and Dick Hicks and Junior and Dan and George and Bob and Corby. So who knows? We might start having so much fun that they want to pop on here, too.
Is Norm still going around in circles trying to find a tent?
Oh, my God. Hey, we're outside. It's dark. It's not easy to find your way around this place if you don't know.
Yes, it is, Mike.
No, it's not,
Donovan.
You
should know that if you're going around in circles. Well, there's Dan again. Well, how about that? He's passed Dan like three different times.
Poor Norm. I feel you, pal.
If he goes around in a circle one more time.
It was hard enough for me
to find. Where's he going?
Boy, this is causing some high comedy out here.
Okay. Now, Norm is trying to find his tent. He's been around in a circle at least four times. Did he finally find it?
I don't know.
He got it.
I think he's finally found his way.
Wow.
Hey, it took me a long time to find my way here in the light today. Those maps weren't that great. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The fact is that we're here, and it's time for some fun.
Let's do it, Mike.
Let's do it. So we want your phone calls, and we will talk to you.
214-787-1310.
That's right.
214-787-1310.
Or as we used to say, pound 1310 on the bad phone, but I don't know if that works anymore, really. So just stick with what we gave you there.
Let us solve your love problems, please.
Let us fix you up. It's your pals, us.
And you know, Mike, you told me that you would look into getting me the white prize. I'm going to hold you to it because I'm lacking. 38 years, man.
I could arrange that so easily. So easily.
Well, what's stopping you?
We can do it over the phone tonight.
Okay, let's do it over the phone tonight.
All right. I'm quite sure of that.
Well, let's go to the phones, Mike. You want to go to the phones right now?
Let's do it. Let's talk to
Stephanie
in Dallas. You're on the deep night ticket.
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hey. What are y'all doing?
I'm just out camping.
Talking to you. We're camping and stuff.
I know. That's what I wanted to talk about.
All right, go ahead.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I am. I'm having a good time out here. You know, usually the brothers don't like the deep woods, but you know what? I can get used to this.
Really?
Yeah, you know, as long as there aren't people chasing me, trying to kill me, or lynch me, or anything like that, then we're all good.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, so right.
Oh,
25, so. Huh? Are you with man?
I am.
Are you?
Oh.
Do you like him?
He's pretty good.
Yeah?
That's kind of a lukewarm endorsement.
No, he's great.
So, what's your problem? You have any problems going on? Do
no,
we need to
I
solve
don't have any problems. I just heard that Mike wanted to talk about camping, so I was
all right.
Because I love it.
All right, tell us your craziest camping story.
I probably can't say that on the air.
It's the Deep Night Ticket.
I don't know. Craziest. Usually we go and there's like some, I don't know, good times in the tent, you know. I don't know. I can't talk about it. But it's usually pretty good. Camping is fun.
There's good times in the tent, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You have that tent rocking?
Definitely. Usually want them to be a little bit far, you know, neighbors can't be too close.
Right. I don't know if anybody here is going to have good times in their tent tonight.
Nobody?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Unless somebody's got some kind of card they're not showing as of yet. All right, no, well, you have a good night,
no,
Steph.
No, you got to talk to me more than that. Y'all are kind
of... Well, Mike, you have to talk to him more than that. Come on now.
Exactly. I mean, what you doing? Are you roasting marshmallows or what?
As a matter of fact, we were earlier. We were watching a little Mavericks basketball.
Yeah, I almost cried.
Do you need a hug? Are you sad?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I was very upset. I couldn't believe I got so upset. I guess because it came back and I thought they were actually going to win it, and it just got my hopes up, and I don't know.
But we have 4 hours of radio on the Mavericks ahead of us tomorrow.
All right.
We're more interested in you right now.
All right.
So what you working with? What you got going? What you packing in the backing?
What?
A little junk in the trunk, more bounce than the ounce.
I don't even know what you're saying. All I've been doing is posting pictures of how Duncan looks like a Teletubby online because I'm a dork like that.
Huh. Well, all right. Thanks for your call, Stephanie. Let's talk to...
Anne-Marie in Denton.
I love a woman
with two names.
You're on the Deep Night Ticket.
Hey, honey. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Who am I talking to?
Mike and Donovan.
Mike and Donovan. All right. How y'all doing tonight?
Great.
Camping?
Yeah, we're having fun camping. You listen to the ticket?
Hell yeah, I do.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, 28.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm pushing that.
Oh, that's great.
Headline.
You know, not it's just experience enough to know what you're doing, you know?
I mean, I'm way experienced. I know what I'm doing.
You do know what you're doing, right?
Hell yeah, I do.
That's what you say. You know, everyone says that.
Yeah.
That they know what they're doing. But mm-hmm. then you get them in the sack and nothing.
No. They don't know what they're doing.
Cold fish.
They got no clue.
Right. Nothing. So you do know what you're doing.
You get this big talk from girls.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Am I talking to my boyfriend right now?
No, I'm not at all.
I'm talking to him.
Sorry. I know I said the crucial line to my boyfriend, but whatever. He knows I know what I'm doing.
So what are you
y'all doing tonight?
Oh, just sitting around, you know, sipping in a little bit.
Yeah, talking to people here on the Deep Night Ticket.
Talking to girls. What are you doing tonight?
I watched the Mavericks basketball that day here in Dallas. Sipping on some beers right now. Feeling a little tipsy.
A little tipsy, huh?
A little tipsy.
Where's this man we've been hearing about, this boyfriend?
He's out in the garage right now.
In the garage?
Yeah.
He's doing what?
Listening to the ticket.
Oh, he's listening to you talk on the ticket, huh?
Apparently. I can't be out there listening to the radio, and he's not going to miss it. I mean...
Well, you want to send him any kind of message? Tell him something he doesn't know?
I love my baby. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about the mask losing. And we're going to have a good night.
Oh, he's a big mask fan?
Oh, my gosh. He's a big Texas fan.
So are you going to take care of him because he's so sad?
Of course I will.
Yeah, that's more big talk.
Hey, I'm sad too, so he'll take care of me as well.
All right, Amber, really appreciate that.
We sure do.
You go take care of your man.
Right. See how that works out for everybody.
Right.
It's not doing anything for me right now, you know.
All right, well, we'll mix in a couple guys here. Let's talk to
Andrew
in the Colony. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, guys. I got a question, though.
All right.
I'm pretty crushed about the Mavericks losing, and so I don't know what to do. And so I was wondering, I really, really would like to get intimate with Gordon Keith. I think you guys might be able to help me out with that. If I could get inside him somehow or talk
to him.
Not like that.
Not like that? Well, what the hell are you talking about?
Somehow we lost that.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Unfortunate.
It is kind of hot, though, so. All right, let's try.
Yeah, Will and Allen.
Will and Allen. How you doing? Hey, Will.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey,
how's it going?
Not much. Just chilling in bed. I'm listening to the ticket.
All right.
How are you guys doing?
Everything is going good. You know, we're all disappointed about the Mavericks loss, but we don't have on, like, licorice draws, so I guess we're doing a little better than you are.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not licorice. They're fruit by the double hood.
You know, I really don't think anybody's terribly interested in that.
I thought we were talking to girls.
Well, we were.
Where'd this guy come from?
I don't know. We ran out of girls.
He had on edible underwear.
There's girls out there. Get rid of that guy.
All right, here is George Dunham.
I'm depressed.
Why are you depressed?
Hey, why don't you serenade the girls? You're walking around with this guitar. Sing something to them.
What do you want?
Whatever
you got.
The girls will like to make the girls call.
Yeah. Some live bird dogs. Put everybody to sleep. No one cares about the bird dogs.
Dude, that's when I put in the bird dogs.
Yeah, when I'm trying to get romantic with mine, I put in the bird dogs.
Do you really?
Hell yeah.
That's exactly what I tried to do.
He gets jiggy with the bird dogs.
You can't hear it, though.
No, you can't hear it.
Where's that cord?
Gordon. Want me to show you a cord?
Give me the wireless. There we go. I'll put it in my crotch. How do you turn it on? Killer is just not fit to be engineering right now.
Oh, he's all right.
He's drunker than Otis ever was on the Andy Griffith Show. There we go.
See, he figured that out.
I never watched that show.
You need to watch it.
Surprise, surprise.
It holds up.
That's not much better.
Killer, what are you doing? You're drunker than a... I've got it. It's just not on, Chief.
It is on.
Yeah, no, it's on. It's
okay,
on.
Okay, I got it. How come it didn't pick up? There we go. You need to work on your levels.
Yeah, mix this thing, killer.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.